everyone, to this evening's Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, September 12th, 2011. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to serve and to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Dr. James B. Adams of the Cornerstone Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Weston Bitsoy, a Cub Scout from Troop 380. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
In prayer. Our Father, we are thankful for the beautiful city that we have been given such a privilege to live here in Mesa, Arizona. We thank you for the safety of our streets, for the officers, the many who care for our safety in so many different ways. We ask, Lord, for your wisdom to be given to this council. We thank you for Mayor Smith and all who work with him. We would bow in your presence and give you thanks for all the many blessings that we have, the diversity that we have as a city, the progressive thinking and planning and hard work that goes into all the different elements of a city to work together. We thank you and ask for your grace and your goodness to be continued upon Mesa, Arizona. What a privilege we have to be citizens here. In all the world, what a privilege to live here. We ask now, Lord, for your care and blessing upon this meeting. Give that guidance that is needed. We thank you for a glorious Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in a pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Thank you, Dr. Adams and Weston. That was great. Thank you. I'd like to turn the time over now to Councilmember Dave Richens, who has an announcement or recognition.
There we go. I wanted to publicly thank two groups of volunteers that helped this weekend over with some of the September 11th festivities or memorials or remembrances that occurred this weekend. On Saturday, September 10th, we had 140 Boy Scouts come to Stapley Pool and earn the swimming and or life-saving merit badge. And it was a huge undertaking. It took us about 6 hours to get all the boys through there. And there were some key city staff. So it's a good list, but they deserve to be recognized publicly because they sacrificed a lot of their time to help these boys. We had four City of Mesa lifeguards that came out on Saturday: Lauren Cullum, Kim Richter, Reagan Waite, and Matt Pinnell, who just were amazing with the boys in helping them get through. Wanted to thank Mark Foote, our aquatic supervisor, as well, for the great job he did coordinating everything. We had several Boy Scouts leaders who volunteered to serve as well. I wanted to recognize Dallin Williams, the whole Benson family, David, Ricky, Matt, and Cynthia, Michael Lambert, Phil Waite, Andrew Christich, David Arnett, Jack Stapley, Joseph Campbell, Haley Buntrock, and Ian Listen of the council offices. They were just amazing in helping this whole thing get coordinated and happen, and I think we had a really great event. Then on Sunday, we had about 250 volunteers come to Fire Station 218 to work on a new playground that went in next door. And we did everything from painting curb numbers to handing out fire safety information, bridge painting, park building. Also want to thank the fire department for the pancake breakfast they serve for everybody. But I wanted to thank our volunteer coordinator, particularly Michelle Alves. Also Leslie Clark, Andrea Moore, Mark Hirschberg, for their great work. That's our city staff members. And then there are several others: David Stouffer, Chris Martin, Carlos Gonzalez, Jimmy Moline, Cynthia Garza, Chris Helmuth, Rhonda Oliver of Hands on Greater Phoenix, Home Depot, Pavestone Pavers, Arizona Recreation Design for the playground equipment, and Accent Play for their donations of playground equipment, for all of our fire and volunteer connectors, and also for our parks and maintenance staff, who's put in a lot of hours to get this project off the ground and ready for the volunteers. Had some good media coverage on it, and the playground will be ready on Wednesday for the kids to play in. So I just wanted to publicly thank all those folks and give them a round of applause if we could, for some of them are here, some of them aren't. Thank you to all of you for your great service to our city. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilmember. And I'd like to commend Councilmember Richens, as I got the opportunity to go on Sunday. And it was quite a gathering, and was pretty interesting. People literally tripping over each other, doing great stuff. And so congratulations.
I have one more person I forget. And if I don't thank Katie Brown for all the work she's done, I would be totally, totally remiss. She's our council assistant, our former volunteer coordinator, and amazing, extraordinaire city employee.
Katie.
So, Katie, thank you so much for all the good work that you did.
You better, yeah. I would suggest you also thank your wife for her support. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Laura.
Okay, there we go.
For all the time you let me to go do this.
Now you're safe. And I'd like to thank all the scouts. Those of you at home don't see what we get to see. And about every meeting we have one or two troops and groups of scouts who come here and fulfill requirements for merit badges and other things. And I'll tell you, that is work to come and sit through this meeting to fulfill the requirements, just having to sit here. And sometimes we have short meetings, sometimes we have long meetings. So, and they sit there taking notes and everything and giving a report. So congratulations for all the good work you do, and thank you. I mean, scouting is important in our community, and all youth groups do a great job, but especially the scouts. I'm sort of biased because being a Boy Scout and Eagle Scout myself, I loved what I learned in it. So thank you so very much. We'll now move on with our agenda, and the next item is the consent agenda, which will be read in by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items in the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for number 1 Eastern Super Buffet, 1901 South Signal Butte. Item 3B, act on liquor license for 5R Cha Thai Bistro, 2011 North Wrecker Road. Item 4A, act on contract for Southeast Water Reclamation Plant Aeration Improvements Project, 6308 East Baseline Road. Funding is available in the fiscal year 11-12 Wastewater Bond Capital Program and the Department of Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant. Item 4B, act on dollar limit increase for contract for water treatment chemicals for materials and supply warehouse. Item 4C, act to renew contract for conventional pole-mounted and pad-mounted transformers for Energy Resources Department. Item 4D, act on contract to purchase GPS-based automatic vehicle locator system and annual services fees for solid waste management, water resources, and transportation departments. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a grant agreement with the Arizona Department of Homeland Security to accept grant funds to purchase notification system software for the fire department. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute public way use agreement with Valley Metro Rail for the Metro Light Rail Transit System. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds for equipment and training for the Police Department's Forensic Services Section. Item 5D, act on resolution dissolving Enterprise Zone Commission of the City of Mesa. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing city manager to execute an intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Board of Regents for and on behalf of the ASU Polytechnic Campus to receive chilled water for buildings 505 and 571 from the former Air Force Research Lab chilled water system. Item 5F, act on resolution ordering the sale of City of Mesa Highway Project Advancement Notes, Series 2011, for construction of the Gateway Freeway, State Route 24, Phase 1. Item 6A, introduction of Ordinance Z11-22, east and west of Dobson Road along the 202 freeway, the south side, for modification of a council use permit to allow for redesign of freeway landmark signs for Mesa Riverview. Item 6B, introduction of Ordinance Z11-19, 550 West Juanita Avenue, located west of Country Club Drive and north of Baseline Road, rezoned with a council use permit and site plan review to allow for expansion of an existing manufacturing facility. Item 7A, act on ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 2 of the Mesa City Code related to particulate pollution sources. Item 7B, act on ordinance amending Title 8, Chapter 5 of the Mesa City Code related to stormwater pollution control. Item 8A, act on subdivision plat for Travita Estates Phase 2, 915 North Val Vista Drive, located north and east of Adobe Street and Val Vista Drive. And item 8B, act on subdivision plat for Farnsworth Executive Offices, 460 South Greenfield Road. This is located south of Broadway on the west side of Greenfield Road. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a member of the council would like removed from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, we receive any requests from the public to remove an item. Okay, we have a motion by... They didn't take your motion, I'm sorry.
I didn't make a motion.
Oh, you didn't? It popped up there weird. We have a motion from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Fenter. Is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. We have one request to speak this evening, and that's Mr. Richard Tracy. Mr. Tracy, please, as always, please state your name and address for the record, and you have 3 minutes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm Richard Tracy. On 2238 South Cottonwood Street in the Dobson Ranch area. There are many things that today we feel the government is going in the wrong direction. And one of them we can do something about, some of the others we can't. I have to usually eat in Tempe, shop in Gilbert, or in Chandler. Most of our stores have vacated the area. The mayor said that we have 10,000 empty homes or in foreclosure. We need more consumers. We need more people to populate the area that we actually depended upon to support Mesa for many years, and that was the Dobson Ranch area. And, of course, I spoke about the light rail, that it should go to the Fiesta Mall and the millions of people that would go there. But even without that, we could do a lot to increase the traffic and the desirability, because if we're going to put the Cubs on our border there, that's where we should be concentrating, not 5 miles to the east, not 10 miles to the east. And when the mayor says that it may become another gaslight area, we don't have a harbor. And I think it's a big mistake to talk about the fact that we're downsizing. I would like to hear some positive information regarding our area. We have a huge hospital that keeps multiplying. We have a senior population. We have areas that would make good apartments that are vacant right now. This is where the incentives should be given. On the other hand, we are financing a solar panel, and there are three large solar panel groups that have just gone bankrupt. One is under investigation because the huge federal loan, just the ink dried. 2 weeks later, they filed bankruptcy. Our president was at the one in, I think it's in San Francisco, that got almost $500 million. The one in Florida has gone under. That money that is being spent over by the airport at this present time should be complementing the area around where the Cubs are going to go. I don't want to see Tempe and Scottsdale benefit from our investment. So I ask that you reconsider. And it's a question. Are we really wise in investing in solar panels today? We're subsidizing, unfortunately, China. They have just added 50 more billionaires. China now has 271 billionaires. We're going to have to change our ways. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Tracy. Thank you. Appreciate it. Any other business? I have a motion adjourned from the Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much.